We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, and we're beginning three lines from the top. We had over here a Mishnah in Maseches Bechairis, or it's a Braisa that talks about Bechairis. It's an Ikra Mishnah, but it's a Braisa that says that Sveikois Nichnosim Ledirlis Aser, that you could put, when you're doing Maisa Behema, you can include the Sveikois. Pashasha means a suffix of Bechar, and you can include that into the Maiser. And that means when you're taking out your Ma'is Behema, this is counted, it's part of the minion, and it becomes Ma'is Behema as well. So Zok to Gemara, Omle Racha, but this is Ravina. Ma'is Fekas, what Fekas are we referring to? Ilema, Sofik Becharos, if we're talking about Sofik Becharos, which means we're talking about cows that had a Bechar, and it's a Sofik if it was a Bechar or not. So we're saying those Behemas are Chayiv in Ma'is Behema. But Frank to Gemara, so, and what would be the tzad chayv ma'is behema? Because halacha is, when you have a safek bechar, who gets it? The Yisrael gets it. Because a moitzi mechaver al raya paskins that the Yisrael gets, he does not have to give it to the kohen. He gets it, derech vadai, he does not have to give it to the kohen. So that's why we'll say it's chayv ma'is behema. But frank tomorrow, it's not true. Yeah, kodesh am rachmanav, lo yishikvar kodesh. The halacha is a ma'is behema, it has to become kodesh. It says in the pasuk, chomasa bokov etzoyin kosh, yavatakles ha'shavet, ha'asiri yeh kodesh la'ashem. But not something that's kodesh already. Therefore, bechar is potter from ma'iser. And here, it's a suffic bechar. And we learned before that a suffic ma'iser is potter ma'iser. So if it's a suffic bechar, it's definitely potter ma'iser. It's not a shayla, it's definitely potter ma'iser. So it can't be that nechrasim l'saser because it's potter ma'iser. And we said it's Vada Yisrael. That's the Gabi the moment, this is Vada Yisrael. But the Gabi, the Kedusha of Bechar is a Sofik. And once it's a Sofik, since a Vada Bechar we potter in Meister Behema, so a Sofik is also potter, because we said before, a Siri Vadla is Siri Sofik. So what is the case that the Sveikas are part of the Meister? Hello? Huh? No, Yekardish says that Bechar is part of a Meister. That's a fact. Put it on the side. Bechar is part of Meister. That's Yeh Kodesh. Now, this thing is a Sofik Bechar. Sofik Chayim Meister. Sofik Chayim Meister is part of Meister. Sofik Meister is part of Meister. So, what's the case exactly that Yechayiv Svekas Lissasser? Ella, Sofik Pinyin Petach Amar. It's talking like a Sofik Pinyin Petach Amar. Why is Petach Amar different? Like this. Petach Amar, if someone has a firstborn donkey, so the law is that it's a bechar, but you don't give that to the kohen. What happens is you give a seh to the kohen instead. You paid it with a seh. Now that seh has zero kedusha. It's not a kodesh. That seh, and that there's no kedusha on that seh. That's just it's paid to the petach amar. So it doesn't make kedusha. So there, if it's a suffic pin petach amar and you keep your seh, so there's a case where you have a seh that is not kodesh and it's chayiv ma'aser. And Meitzch Rivera, Paskin Zoy, said that belongs to him.
If
Yisrael has 10 Sofik Petach Hamar, he had 10 donkeys, whether a Sofik they had a Bechar or not. So Mafrish Aleim Asara saying, he's Mafrish on them 10 saying, Uma Asra, and he takes Maiser, Behen Shaloyim, it belongs to him. Everything belongs to him. Why does everything belong to him? Because it's a Sofik, and by Motzi Mechaver Al Raya says, Hamotzi Mechaver Al Raya says that he gets instead of the Kayin, and Yechayiv Maiser. So there, the Sveiko, he's Yechayiv Maiser, talking about Sofik Petach Hamar. That's what we're talking about, Sofik Petach Hamar. And Agav, this member says, you need 10 Sayim, Tosis asked that the Gemara of Bechiris, the Mashba, one says, Paita Kama Petach Hamar, in Rashi and Chumash, in Parashas, it says the same thing, I think, also as well. Balakapadam, it says Kash Ayin Taisis for any other artists on that. Balakapadam, the Sveikas talking about a Sofik Pidin Petach Amar, which is not Kaddish, therefore we don't have the Kash Yeh Kaddish. So to Gemara Vaita, what happened to the story of the Masusa? The Masusa was the Merchitz, that two people were fighting over it, and one guy went ahead and was Makdashit, and we wanted to know if it's Hektish or Chal. We tried to bring a Raya from Tafel Kayin, didn't work out, but back to that Shiloh, what's the halacha? If you're Makdish, a merchitz, does it work or not? So what Mahav Allah, what happened with that story? Mahav Allah, what was the law of Maisa that story? Tosh, Ma, don't know, Chivav, Navav, the Bey Rav Chista, the story of Rav Chista, Rav Chista, Bey Rav Huna, and Rav Chista went to ask Rav Huna. And he was pushed on Maha, and he was pushed from this member of Rav Nachman. Don't Rav Nachman, call Mama in She'eno Yochol Lehetziya B'dayonim, any Mama that you can't be Maitziyat with Dayonim, you can't be Maitziyat in Bezdin, Hekdisha and Hekadosh. It's not Kaddish, the Hekdish. That's the Hayachal Etziyah B'dayonim. Hekdisha Kaddish, and we're not to cash on that, but what we're saying is, here by the Masusa, there was an argument, neither one had rayas to his tzad, therefore the hekdash will not work. But the Gemara makes a diak. How yachal leitzir with the yonim, if he could be mitzir, unless he finds a raya, he could use a kaddish, it would be a kaddish, even though he didn't take it away yet from another person, he didn't be kind it yet. And someone stole something, and the Baal was not miyayish yet. Both of them can't be makdashit. Why? This guy, the ganev, can't be makdashit because it's not his, for 4 years. And the owner can't be makdashit because it's not his mishus. So here, what would help is just having the potential to take it out with dayanim. So what? Lamais, it's not in your rishus. How would hekdash work? So the Gemara, that's only by metaltlim. Misavres mesusim metaltlim. Seeing anything we're talking about berachas that's metaltlim. Mesusim mekarkoya askinon. Talking about mesusa, which is a karka. The chiyachalo yitzir dayanim mesusa kaimei. If you can yitzir dayanim, so then wherever it is, it belongs to you, and therefore it's called your rishus. Like Rashi is mekakoy, the cholhecha the isay b'rishus mori kaimi, the karka in exalus. V'shaper persina maha, you can bring a raya from here. Diavalei raya Allah k'dusha hektish. You can bring a raya from this. Rav Nachman that if you had a raya, it would be hektish. So back to the story of Masusa, if you had a raya, it would be hektish. That's the bottom line is that, and I it's, if you can mitzi it, I it's not in your rishus. Tarek says karka is different. Karka, if you have the power to mitzi the onim, it's b'rishusa kaimi. Zok the Gemara Vayit. Back to our Mishnah of Shnayim Oichsim Batalis. Zok the Gemara. Tony Rav Tachlifa Bar Marava. Rav Tachlifa from Eretz Yisrael brought down a Braisa. Kamei de Rav Avon from Rav Avon. The Braisa went like this. Shnayim Adukim Batalis. If they're both holding on to the Talis, Zen Noitalachi Malkum Shiyodim Agas. Vezen Noitalachi Malkum Shiyodim Agas. That when two people are grabbing onto a Talis, each one takes what's in his hand. That's starters. And if one guy is holding more than the other one, he takes more. The rest is chalkin. Bashar chalkin b'shava. And the rest, you split evenly. So that means whatever's holding on to the talis, whatever it's in your hands, you take more. Let's say the talis is 10 feet long. One guy's grabbing 3 feet of the talis, the other one's grabbing 2 feet of the talis. They each take, he takes three, he takes two, and then the rest of the five, they split. That's what happens. So that's the halacha in this braisa. And Machvila Ravo, when he's telling Ravo this braisa, Ravo showed them uveshua. He pointed upwards, which means to Shemayim, and that was showing him ubishvua that you do with a shvua. Now, what's a shvua on the chalkin or everything? Zok Taisvis nira loygasin vashar. You're not going to say vashar as b'shvua because that was the gears in Taisvis. Machravah vashar b'shvua. You're not going to say vashar. The af mashav yodoy magas, or even what's in your hands, also yeshava. Why? Zok Taisvis kiven takana shvua shniskin shvua shloihe adam haylech v'takev lo Taisvis. Don't go grab things. Matamze yeshava af here mashav Taisvis. About there is a shvua, but you'll land up more. So the guy will grab more, will land up with more, but everything has to be with a shvua. Faithing Marakasha, I'm sure you're thinking this question. Elma sees in the Tani replied by Adadi. Our Mishnah says they the pali by Adadi, they split it evenly. Like Tani's end, you're welcome to share my gas. So hey, comes Kachas though. What's going on? If it says it in the Brisa that you get whatever is holding your hands, our Mishnah says you split it evenly. How does that stem with the Brisa? Omra Papa, the Tfisi Bikar Kashta. You're holding on to the fringes. Here, each person's holding on to the fringes of the talis. That's what Eichsa means. They hold on to the fringes. And like the Achorim speak out, so maybe you get that, but so little, like the Rosh says, less than Gimel, Gimel is very little. So maybe you get that, whatever's in your hand, but it's not a gay in Mishnah tell it to us because it's mamish worthless. So therefore, you split it evenly because the taku were not holding on to the whole thing. They're holding on to big chelik. But if they're holding on to big chelik, echanami. Whatever's in the hand, they get. Our Mishnah talking about they were holding on very small chelik. The toughest part of kashta, just the fringes. Each one is holding the fringes, and therefore you split it evenly. Zog Tamara Vaita. This that we learned, that whoever holds it in his hand gets atriyadam agas. So you see, whatever you're holding in your hand, you're kind out kinyan yad. And that's separate from everything else that you're arguing on. So I'm Rav Sharash, Yashmami no, Hai Sudra, Kim Tomas Be Sholish, Queen Bay Venosan Lareu, they command the Pasuk Dami, the Kani and Yakina. Now, what does that mean? The halacha is there's something called Kinyan Sudar. Kinyan Sudar is that you want to buy something, you know, someone has a watch, and the watch is not here, the watch is in his house. So I give the seller a Sudar, a handkerchief, and he picks up the handkerchief, he's cutting the handkerchief. With that kinyan, he's makna to me the watch, wherever it is, called kinyan chalipin. Now, a suda has to be a kli, and nothing can be a kli until it's three etzbais, three etzbais. It means a piece of beged It doesn't have a chashivas, a kli, unless it's the size of three etzbayis, three etzbayis. So this guy had this big blanket, and he gave it to him, and he picked up a corner of it. L'chari, not, well, so where's your suda? You didn't pick up the whole thing. But now that we said that whatever's in your hand is command of mafsek, it's like it's separate. So here we can look at your, if you're holding your hand 3x3, we look at it as a separate entity, and therefore that alone is considered a sudar, and you kind of, because of the pasuk of shlaf ishnala and asan reyon, which is the makar for chalipa in the pasuk in Rus, that there you were kind of a kli. Here also you're kind of 3x3. So you see from here that you're kind of mash, since you're kind of mash of yaday, is a riot to this side that a sudar will be a kinyan sudar if you're holding on to 3x3, even though you're not holding on, the whole thing is not being picked up, only a certain part of it, but it's command of mufsak dami. Freit the Gemara, how does that work? Get biyada. If you have a get, she has a get in her hand. The husband gave her a get. But a mashicha biyada, he's holding on to a string still. So miyachal anatka v'lviyatz la, if he could schlep the get out with that string, ain't no megureshes, not megureshes. V'mlav, but if he can take it out, then megureshes, then she's megureshes. L'chayra, why don't we say whatever's in her hand is command of mufsak dami, it's separate. And just like the sudar, we said that 3x3 is separate, here also, let us say the get is separate. What's the big deal of holding a string? Lamai said the ish is holding on to the get. So let it be a good get. So when you're right, really should be. But there's a new reason. Hosom krisis binon, veleka. It says krisis in the Torah, which has to be separate. Here, if he's still holding on to it to a certain level, that's not called a get krisis. It has to be completely separate from the husband, disconnected from the husband. But, so therefore, it's a problem holding on to a string. Hocha, but by suda nesina binon, you never know, son, that you have. Oh, you can, that you have in nesina. But you're still connected to the husband, and there's a problem because you need creases. Amar Rava, this din by talis that we say achloiku. So Amar Rava, why is a talis mazuheves? If it's a talis, it's a gold talis, which means it has a big piece of gold in the middle. The loch is chalkim. You still split it. Pshita, obviously, what's the chiddush? Loitzricha the koyi the hava be mitzi. The gold is in the middle. Hanayim pshita, what's the possibility to split it? What's the chiddush? L'tzricha the mekar of the gav echad. One guy's holding this side, one holds that side, and the gold is closer to his side. So ma'av the tema, damalei, you tell him, let's split it down the middle. Split it down the middle, I'm going to get the gold, you're not going to get the gold. Ma'av the tema, don't play hachi, let's split it down the middle, to the width, kamash v'lon, damalei, ma'achaz the palagas hachi, palag hachi, split it always, split it to the length, and therefore both of us will get the piece of gold. Akapan, I'm trying to say is, Rav is saying, when you do a chalukah, you do an even chalukah, and you don't look at like where the Zahav is, if it's closer to him, he gets it, and it's closer to him, he gets it. No, you don't do that. You split it down the middle, that's what you do, you play gachi, and both of them will get the gold. Zogdum Aravaita, Tanabana, Shnayim Adukim Bishtar. We had so far a sugya of two people that find a talis and holding on to it. Next to the sugya we're talking about, there's a Malven Aloiva, and they have a star. And the star was lost, we don't know from who. We're not sure if the Malva lost the star and Loiva still owes the money, or Loiva lost the star because Loiva got the star back because he paid it up. And now they're both walking the bezin and holding on to the star. Tana Rabban, Shtayim Adukim Bishtar, Malva Amash Lihu, V'nafal Meni. The Malva says, it's mine, I didn't collect it yet, and it fell from me, Mutsasav, and he found it. V'Loiva Amar, yeah, you're right, Shlachu, it used to be yours, but Uparativ, I paid up. And now, Uparativ, I paid it up, and that's why I have a star now. It's my star. The halacha is, Yiskayim Ashtar B'chesom of the Rebbe. You do Kiyim Shtaris, and it sounds like then the Malva gets it. You do Kiyim Shtaris, the Malva gets it. That's what it sounds like. The Malva collects with it. Rosh Hashimilah me Yechleiku. Rosh Hashimilah says, no, Yechleiku. It's Shnayim Oichs Metalis, Yechleiku. Nofal Ya Dayin, Lo Yotzi Olamis. It fell into the Dayin's hand, you're not Moitzi Olamis, which the Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean, Dafka Dayin? What about someone else? But one, if someone else finds it, doesn't give back to anyone. There's no belong to it. He keeps it. Rabbi Yisrael says, no, it's Becheskas that was not paid. Seems like Rebbe, but we'll see. He says, Becheskas, the Malva gets it, because even from a Bezdin, sounds like, you give it back to the Malva. Why? So it's even better than Rebbe. You give it back to the Malva because you're not worried about Perayin. We have to see, the Gemara is going to analyze this Braisa for a whole Amud to analyze this Braisa. So the Gemara writes, Omar, Hiskayim Ashtar Becheskas. We had it, the first case in the Braisa. Two people holding on to a star. The Malva says it's mine. The Levi says it's mine. So Rebbe says, do kiyim. Shemuel says, ichleiku. So it's kiyim a star b'chesomav. Freit the Gemara, v'gov le Malva kule. Once you have kiyim staris, you give it to the Malva, they're both holding on to it. But less le masisim shtayim oichsim, you don't hold the mishra shtayim oichsim, talas yachleiku. Amar Rav Nachman. If it was already a shtar mekuyim when you found it, it's pashut, it's yachoyku. Why they're both holding on to it? Ki pligi, we're the arguing v'she'en mekuyim, which means like this: it's not mekuyim. So if you mekayim it, then it'll be yachoyku. Because if it's mekuyim, it's yachoyku. They're both holding on to it. Here it's not mekuyim. So Rebbe says a kula. Rebbe savar moide v'shtar shekosvu tzorach lekayim. Even though the loiv is being moide, this is a real shtar, and it's a legitimate shtar. He's just saying I paid it, but he's saying it's a legitimate shtar. You still need kiyim. You need kiyim. The loch is need kiyim. The mekayim lepolig. And if he gets kiyim, if he mekayim the shtaris, then you'll take a split it. But you loy mekayim lepolig. My time, if you're not mekayim, why don't you split it? Chasva amu, sit a piece of paper. Mank, why? Why is it sit a piece of paper? Mank amash lelai shtar. Who's making this into a shtar? The loiva. And he has a migu. And who'd come out? Pariah, he's going to pay it up. It's doing like this. Rebbe is tining the star shayna makuyim, and here the loiv is tining it paid up. So here the loiv will win completely. Why? Because the star really is not makuyim, so it's made as mezuyif. But the loiv has said it's a good star. But the loiv in the same breath is saying I paid it up. So therefore it's a pesha asa pesha heter, and therefore the halacha is that if no kiyim, it will be nothing. You don't have to pay anything. But if you get kiyim, then it's a chayku. Why is a chayku? They both hold on to it. And what does Shimon Mil hold? And Shimon Mil savar, moide b'shtar shekosvu ein tzorach lekayim moi. You don't have to mekayim it. Va'af agav lemekayim lo yachloiku. Once he's moide, it's a legitimate star, we don't believe him that it was paid up. And therefore, it was always be yachloiku, even without kiyim. So va'af agav lemekayim lo yachloiku. And if not mekayim yachloiku. So back to the braisa, it says, shtayim aduk m'shtar, ma'va m'shlihu, loiv says, it's mine. Means to make it yachloiku, you need kiyim, divrei Rebbe. Shimon Mil says, no, yachloiku anytime. Now, what's takam shayim Shimon Mil? That moid b'shtar shakosu, you don't need kiyim, I is tining perua, l'chari is a pesha, also a pesha hita. So, already the Rishonim in Ksubis and Rishonim Babas will talk about this. And the one or two tzimar, that because really a shtar made the raisa, is you have eidim on a shtar, it's a good shtar. This whole thing that you get tine a mezuyif to get kiyim, is only the rabbanon. So, made the raisa is a good shtar. So once he's moide that it's a good star, he has no belief to say that it's perua because the star really is a good star. You don't really need him. It's not really a pashal. You don't really need him to say it's mekuyim. And therefore, he holds there's no migu on that. Like upon him, that's machlekes Rebbe Yom Shimon Gamil. And then we'll continue now with the next part of the Braisa.